You know, I got a lot to say, but I don't know where to start. So, you have to, sometimes when you're doing a message, you have to start at the right place or people cut it off. All right, let me start here. If you don't know that you're in a death cult, if you don't know that you were born in a death cult, what are you going to do? You're going to think that everything's around you is normal, and you're going to think you're normal, and everybody around's normal, and the partying, and the smoking, and the drinking, and the going to bars, and all that. The word party is part E. So why do people go to party? Let's go party. Why do they do that? The reason they do that is because they're part. They're trying to become... Part is partiality. E is spirit, wholeness. The reason people go to parties is because they're not whole. They're trying to find wholeness in some kind of activity in the natural, the snake eating itself, you know. The reason people party is because they're parts trying to get back to oneness. It's the same storyline every time. I don't know why, but I like to watch those, and I don't do it as entertainment. I actually do it just to analyze it. I like to watch those cheater episodes, especially the one with Bounty Hunter D, because he takes them through a process, and he's slowly taking the person that's believing the delusions, being cheated on, he slowly takes that person through a process to try to wake them up out of their delusions. He told one lady, he said, your brother's delusional. We showed him the proof, the lie detector, the person even came here and confronted him. He's delusional. Some people are so caught up in the lie of the system, of the matrix, that they won't leave. They won't admit it. They can even show them a video. Look, they're out together. And they still don't want to believe it. Or they might believe it and say, oh, they're going to change. Until a person does the inner work, they're not going to change. Until a person gets their identity and wholeness in Christ, they're not going to change, because they're running from house to house. They're running from little doors like a mouse, running from here to here. That's what my ex told me. I said, what's wrong with you? What is really going on? She said, I feel like a little mouse running, trying to find a place. I'm running from this place to this. So what she was really saying was, she's really saying she's narcissistic or psychopathic, because she was guessing. And she's trying to find comfort in some person or place or thing. She claimed to be saved, but she couldn't do any inner work for some reason, and she just kept doing the same pattern. And I know she's still doing the same pattern problem. Unless a person gets really serious about the inner work, they keep doing the same pattern. Unless they really... Look, the reason people can't admit, hey, I got a problem, I've got an addiction, I've got a issue, I've got a void, I can't fill that void. That's what she was pretty much saying. She's trying to fill a void, you know. Until they really get right with God and get their identity in Christ, they can't be alone. They can't be by themselves. Even if they're with somebody and there's a hiccup in the road and there's a rift, what are they going to do? Start looking for somebody else to meet that need from the parts. You know, the parts are here to make the whole in the body of Christ. You see that in Ephesians 4. Many members to bring wholeness. But the problem is, because it is a death cult, you're trying to bring people to wholeness, they think you're being romantic, because that's what they need. They think they need. That's what they think. You know, in the olden days, it was like prearranged marriages. right? That seemed to be the better way almost, but I'm sure if you do that, see, the secret is this. Here's the secret. You were born into your family, right? Your mama, your dad, sister, brothers, aunts, uncles. You didn't know them. You're born as a baby into that family. You didn't know them. But you learned to love them, right? You learned to deal with them and love them and understand them. Now, if you get saved or if you're being called out of the death cult, you start to look at some of the people around you and say, these people are sick. You don't have the words, you don't have the terminology, but you look around, these people ain't right. They're con artists, they're greedy, they're liars, they're cheaters. Why do I love these people? These people are to hate me. When you wake up to the fact that even the death cult that you were born in hates you, the people around you pretty much are just all about self, you start to say, hey, I'm better off by myself. These people are pulling me down. I'm better off just doing my own thing. You try to find so you go, okay, let me join a church. So, because I had a bad family situation, let me join a church. And you go into church and you find out it's just as bad. The preacher's saying, you better not miss it. The preacher's legalistic. You go into church, you get saved, you go in church, you get happy, and then they put you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, put you back under law. And you say, what's up? Why am I so depressed? Because you've got a preacher preaching the law every day. Legalism. You got to do this. You got to do this. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Then you go to a job. You got to punch in on time. You got to punch out on time. You can't take but a 15-minute break. If you go over 1 minute, you're evil. We're going to fire you. You're always in fear down here in the box, in the death cult. And that's what it is. It's a death cult. And then you start a business and you run it and you say, oh, I have got to be on to these people to keep them in check because they're all lazy. And then you start to treat them like you were treated. And it just keeps you don't want to do it, but you realize the people working for you are just liars and lazy and cheaters and stealers and everything else. Cheating the clock is what I meant. Stealing everything. So it just keeps repeating everywhere you go. And the only way you're going to escape it, in my opinion, somebody else might be able to escape it different. But the only way I was able to see it is get by myself and get away from everything. And fast and pray and take up my cross and do the inner work and start talking like I'm talking right now and work my way through it. Because if you got the Holy Spirit, He's leading and guiding you into all truth. And so I see those people on those shows, they don't need Bounty Hunter D to show them that the spouse is cheating because they already have the signs. The signs are everywhere. Like I say, every day is a deja vu. It's all happening now. The storyline that you had or you saw with somebody else, the same data points, because birds of a feather flock together. The way they treat others, the way they're going to treat you, unless they've done the inner work and they healed themselves, they're going to treat you the same way they treated the other person. I've seen it my whole life. I've seen the female side. I've seen the female side. And you know, the man's side, he has his things. But I've seen the female side. She made up her mind, okay, he's not making enough money, so I gotta get out of here. But I gotta keep my image, so I gotta make him look bad, so that when I do leave, he's the bad guy. We saw it in the Amber Heard thing. So they try to provoke the man and get him to lose his cool. And then they leave and say, see, he's the abuser. He's the mean one. He said critical. He said this. He did this. And I've actually seen women try to pull you into drinking so they can control you. They want you to be drinking, which I never let them. But if they try to pull you, they try to pull you in their bad habits, and they try to pull you into their delusions, and you don't go in, and so that makes them mad, and they can't figure out how to control you, the Jezebel spirit in them. They can't control you, and they go crazy. So then they try to make you jealous. That's what do you think they post on social media? After you break up with them, they'll post like something on their page, where whatever it was. What was it? What they had, MySpace before or whatever. They post to make you think, oh, you're missing out on this. And if you're smart enough or wise enough, you realize you ain't missing out on nothing. Because you've seen the game before. All you're missing out on is a lying, cheating, cursing, backstabbing Jezebel spirit, you know. And I'm sure the women can say the same about thing about men, you know. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you. I'm just giving you a fractal. So for the women, apply it to the men. You know I'm telling you the truth. All the games that people play, it's all just, and the reason they're playing it is because it's a part E. They're pieces cut off, trying to get back to source, which is Jesus. Body, soul, spirit. They're not whole, and you know they're not whole because they're not taking care of their body because they don't love themselves. The reason they can't love you is because they don't love themselves. And if they don't love themselves, why? They're not back to source, because if you go back to source, you can only walk in love. And if you walk, if everybody says, hey, love your neighbors yourself. Well, if you don't love yourself first in wholeness, spirit, soul, body, will, emotions, intellect, if you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? You can't. It's all about you. You're just taken. It's like a vampire. You're trying to get back to source, so you're a part. So everywhere you go, just like I said about my ex, she admitted it out of her own mouth. I thought, wow, is she gonna wake up? But she still couldn't stop. She still couldn't wake up. She even said it. I feel like I'm a little mouse running here looking for safeties. I don't remember exactly. That's kind of what she was saying. And blaming everybody else when they didn't give her that feeling of safety, you know? And so she'll run to the next one, and 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 it just keeps repeating. Why? Why? Because everybody doesn't even know that their piece is cut off, being cut back in, and this whole simulation is for that very thing. So it doesn't matter if it's a marriage, doesn't matter if it's any kind of friendship, family, relationship, work, church, whatever. It's the same story. And most people have a good talk. When they put on the right clothes, they put on the right smile, they put on the right image. But as soon as you walk through that door and you get in their world, you see it. Now, the question is, do you love them enough to stay there and help them heal? Because they're helping you heal, you're helping them heal. And if you can't admit it, it's because you're still scared. That's why we're here. Pieces cut off, being cut back in. I don't care what kind of family it is. I don't care if it's rich. I don't care if it's poor. I don't care if it's redneck. I don't care if it's hood. It's the same storyline. Same storyline. You can tell when somebody's not healthy. Now, somebody might have been beat down by narcissists, don't get me wrong, but everybody has narcissistic traits. But if you've been beat down from a child, see, what is really happening here in this society, in this world? The internet showed up, the cell phone showed up. The teachings about narcissism showed up. The teachings about health showed up. The teachings about finances showed up. Robin Hood started the ability for the poor people to start investing without having to have $5,000 to put in. That they don't even know how you're going to put in $5,000 if you don't even know what the stock market is. You have to experiment. You don't even know what to invest in. Trust some broker who's all they care about is their little commission. So all this stuff is raising the consciousness of the human up to wholeness. But some people still love the partiality. Why do they cheat? And it don't have to be physical. It could be emotional. Why do they do emotional cheating? Same reason. They're not whole. They're trying to find wholeness. If they were whole, they could go sit out in the woods and just be by themselves, but they can't. They can't. Society and the inflation and all the troubles of life and needing to go to the doctor, being sick, it forces you to get that job, get that insurance, sign up for the 401k. It forces you to go back. But you have to, and when you do go back to the system, and you've already seen through the system, you have to realize you're rubbing shoulders with the death cult members, people who are not awake. And so you've got to really do some fasting and prayer and keep yourself in tune. I've had Uber riders, three women in the car one time, younger women, and trying to say, do you want to just come up here with us? And it's like, man, these are good-looking women. But I knew that was a trap. I knew it was stupid. It was ridiculous. It would have been nothing but big trouble. And I had to protect. I had to be careful what I said. I'd say, well, I've got to run. You know, they actually invite you early on. Now they don't do it as much. I think Uber, because they know they could be recorded or whatever. Early on, they would do that, like 9 or 10 years ago. Especially if you do the bar scene, pick up people at the bar scene. People say some crazy stuff. You wouldn't believe that stuff people say. So you have to be aware of the game. Don't be in the moment. Look at it from the outside in. Look at it from a higher perspective. And so when you study these fractals, the ones who want to believe the delusions and the ones who are trying to put out a delusion, you look at the patterns and they all play the same game. The ones who believe the delusions, the reason people believe the delusions is they think that image that's being put out there, they tend to forget that everybody is born in sin. That's the biggest problem. If you marry somebody, you're marrying somebody who has the old Adam. If they can't admit they have the old Adam, the old Eve, the old Adamic nature, man or woman. They have the old Eve or the old Adam. When you marry somebody, you have to admit they have stuff that they need to work on, and you're actually there to minister that person to help them get out of it. They're there to help you become whole. And so you're working together, and you should be willing to be open and honest and admit your trigger points, admit your mistakes, and they can love you unconditionally. But it turns into chaos sometimes, and it gets out of hand, and you have to get some space, regroup, come back. Okay, let's start over. But if one side is narcissistic and they always blame the other person, it'll never work. So people, what do? They have kids together and they stay together forever, even though it's not healthy at all. It's a death cult. It's just not healthy, but they stay because of. Thank you. Thank you. They stay because of the kids, or they stay because of image, or they stay because of money or finances or whatever, or just it's hard to make it out here in this world, or they don't want to be by themselves, so they stay in the abuse, they stay in the insanity, they stay in the fighting, and they actually become a death cult proponent without even knowing it, because they're building up the death cult instead of building up the spirit. They're fighting and arguing, and the abused become the abuser, and they just keep repeating it, and they go into delusions and paranoia and fear and doubt and worry, and they can't trust anybody, and it just the cycle just keeps going. Where are you going to find health? Where are you going to find healthy people? Well, you can use the internet if you got some saved people that you talk to. Over the years, there was like four or five saved women I talked to that we were just friends, and it was brother and sister, and talked about stuff. It's like, oh, okay. One sister said, hey, you still got the savior complex. You're trying to save people. Oh, I didn't even know I was doing that. Yeah, okay. Okay, so I see that. Now I can fix that. Now I can walk in not trying to. It's so ingrained. Some things are so ingrained you have to be aware of. You have to be aware of your inner man. I can list about 10 of the common things that people are dealing with. You want to fix somebody. You want to save somebody. Codependent. Enablers. You think you can change somebody. They have to change themselves, ultimately. God has to change them. What is the death cult? The snake eating itself. What is that? Instead of getting your source from God, your security from God, you're trying to get it from another snake. The creation is trying to get whole from the creation. And if they don't have the spirit of truth in them, how can they be whole? How can they ever get whole? You have to have a source to become whole. How do you have source? Receive Christ into your heart by faith. And then he starts to do the work. I promise you, it's all these Hollywood actors and rich people and stars. And look at Bill Gates. Why'd he get a divorce? Look at Warren Buffett. Why'd he get a divorce? Some of the richest people out there got it made in the shade. They still fight and argue with each other. They still don't do the work. It's all about me, 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 me. It's all about the parts. Trying to party so they can get back to E. E is spirit. Trying to get back to wholeness. But they can't get back to wholeness. Because they're trying to get whole from the parts. You need, but unless, if a part has the Holy Spirit, yeah. They can get whole that way if they do the work. And yeah, church can help you get whole. But most of the time, the legalist churches that we're in these days, they're making it worse. Because you know you've made mistakes. You know you're a sinner. You know you messed up. So all this stuff about going to a legalistic church is going to destroy you even worse. Because the reason it's going to destroy you is because you're taking some medicine to be whole, but it's not even real medicine. It's fake medicine. It's not even real. That's what I'm talking about. If somebody's saying, praise God, hallelujah, amen, that's good. But if they're saying, I don't want to hear this, probably because they're still in the death cult.